This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
On Monday, neither team was playing. They knew there was a chance this was going to happen. They could have just had them play a doubleheader this week, like earlier.
Yeah.
So I played
Major League Baseball. It's not news that the hurricane was coming. It's been coming for a while.
This is not a tornado where you only know like 20 minutes before that it's headed your direction. You know, they have known. So I blame baseball a little bit for this. And the easiest way for this to not impact the Royals is for the Royals to handle their business again today, sweep the Nationals, and put themselves in a really good spot. Because otherwise, you were looking at the pitching matchups, and there's a chance that you could have to now see Chris Sale, and Max Fried of the Braves. Hopefully it doesn't matter because the Royals get a sweep today, and then they may not even have to win the rest of the way to clinch. They could get clinched because the Twins are going to keep on losing or something like that. But to this point, you got to love what the Royals have done in these two games against the Nationals. And yesterday in particular.
In a moment of true desperation, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, they were down and out, up against it. Asses on the line 2 days ago, and now they are comfortable.
They are.
They're not in a spot. It's not a lock by any means. They can't just get fat and happy, but they're comfortable versus yesterday, 2 days ago, pins and needles.
Sure. And yesterday, you know, they get three runs on the board. That was just refreshing to see. The way the pitching staff had been going, you're like, actually, three runs, that's all. That kind of feel like that's all they needed. And that is ultimately all it took yesterday, as this entire staff has been terrific. And I think they're just a looser bunch. That quickly, it can change it. And we mentioned yesterday that after the losing streak and everything, now there's a chance that, Cody, they can actually have some momentum depending on how today goes, and as long as you don't get swept by the Braves or whatever, like, you could actually have momentum all of a sudden heading into the postseason. It can be a completely different vibe than it was 72 hours ago.
I think what has stood out, obviously, is, look, the offense, is it still good? No. Impossible to say that that would be the case, but it's functional enough at the moment. At the very least, it wasn't like 2 days ago when you're like, oh my God, please. Just get somebody around to score a damn run. At least they got some runs early on, enough so that, you are just kind of riding out what the bullpen can do. And yesterday was a perfect example of how I think they win in the playoffs. Not shut a team out. That's probably unrealistic. Most games have a starter go. And in this case, typically a starter would go longer. But for the longest time, I thought every starter was going to have to go seven innings for them to win a playoff game. With the new makeup of the bullpen, I actually don't think that's the case. Because this gap, this two-inning gap, is officially covered by Daniel Damn Lynch. He's been a revelation out of the bullpen. He hasn't let up a single run gold since he's been called back up to the majors and is a full-time reliever. He hasn't let up a single run, not one, during that time. So now all of a sudden, where you thought for a while you only liked Urseg and you like Long a little bit, then, oh, I really like Bubich. Okay, now we got something. Schreiber is not bad, and now I got Daniel Lynch mowing people down every night? That's five guys. When's the last time in this bullpen that you felt confident that five guys were capable of getting an out? Never. Not a single day this year until, like, now have I felt that way. So the combination of, like, starters in there. Look, I'm not saying
I'm not trying to say it's HDH
for all five, but the level of confidence I have in five guys to get it out.
I mean, look, I feel better about the bullpen, but it is what you're describing of this, like four pitchers or whatever, is still such a small sample size of it actually working that I forgive me for being very skeptical that suddenly we should feel good if the starter goes five innings and the bullpen can cover four more. I mean, I'm going to be definitely skeptical. They're going to have to prove that to me in the postseason. That's just the reality of it based off of what has been the other 150 games, basically, where they haven't had four or five guys. I mean, the four guys that now we're saying are pitching well, is this true? But that's like a last 8 day kind of thing. You know what I mean? Sure. Urseg has been Urseg. We know that.
Yeah, we're good there.
Sam Long has had moments. They're all having a moment right now.
Well, but I mean, Daniel Lynch has been having a moment for a month and a half. Like, you know,
yeah,
like
I don't know if he's been in the bullpen for a month and a half.
Even. Month?
Has it been a month and a half?
I bet that's the case. I think it's at least been a month. I mean, he's got like 18 innings scoreless. Okay. I don't think you can get that over the course of, I guess it could be
18 innings. 18 innings because he's pitching two or three innings at a time.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
I don't know if it's either way. It has been impressive. I'm just saying the entire group to say that they got four arms that you can just feel good about. I'm not there is all I'm saying.
I'm saying I feel better about the last four arms in the bullpen than at any particular point of the season. And not just because they're shutting everybody out, which they are. 26 consecutive scoreless innings is a hell of a way to go into the postseason. Mm-hmm. He came back for the Royals on August 26th, so 5 weeks ago,
okay,
4 weeks ago.
So we'll split
so
the
about
difference.
A month.
We'll split the difference.
It wasn't 2 weeks, but it certainly wasn't. Yeah. Like, I was a little long on six, you were a little short on two.
Yeah.
It's been a month. But in that month, he's now made nine appearances, he's let up zero runs, he's gone multiple innings six times, and he still hasn't let up more than two hits in a single inning, and still hasn't given, or a single appearance, sorry, not a single inning. And he's not walking anybody. He has three walks in those nine appearances. But to go along with that, we always knew they were going to win with their starters.
Absolutely.
Lorenzen got him only 30 pitches last night. In comes Lynch. I mean, it was essentially a bullpen game, and they still pitched a shutout.
Now, I will say Lynch was already warming up to at that point. So
he was coming in anyway.
It might have been one more inning or you know, max for Lorenzen. Not downplaying what Lynch has done. He deserves all the credit. We mentioned it the first time they moved into the bullpen and how effective he is. And yeah, right now it seems like there's four or five. I'm just saying, like, I get the skepticism, and I'm one of them. About four or five guys, like, oh, now they can cover if they need to go four innings. I'm not sold if they could do that against a playoff quality team. Remember, some of this is happening against the Nationals right now.
Sure,
but that is for getting in the playoffs. I don't care who they're playing. You're discussing bigger picture. We're discussing bigger picture.
But to get in the playoffs, their odds of getting in the playoffs have gone up, and I haven't looked.
Making the playoffs.
Have you looked at FanGraphs? Boy, you're right back.
Find me the audio where I said they weren't making the playoffs. I never said they weren't making the playoffs.
No, but I mean, like all of us, and I'm not saying this is wrong, the wavering fair after a seven-game losing streak in which we thought the chances of them making the playoffs had gone down significantly. FanGraphs have got them back up to 84.3%. Right now, the postseason, with the Twins at 22.7%, the Tigers ahead of them at 91%, and they got the Mariners at 1.7. So, I mean, some miracle it would take to get them in there. I would still like to see one sign of life from the offense before the postseason starts. But I also keep remembering, every time I see a lineup, there's just no way that's how they're winning in the postseason. So do I really care? Honestly, maybe not. They're never winning in the postseason, out slugging some team 12-8 that day. Every day they're starting Gurriel and Hampson, and like it is not a playoff caliber lineup, if you want me to be honest. And unless Vinny Pasquantino comes back on his white horse come the ALCS, they're probably going to maintain that because they just don't have enough depth to cover it. But if they're going to get great starting pitching, then all is well. The key, I think, now is, okay, now that you can take a breath, and it looks like we think they're still going to make the postseason. I didn't waver. I told you if I thought they lost 2 days ago.
Sure. Well, yeah,
I was, for the first time, going to change my tune and say I didn't think they were going to make it. They won the next two games. Now I think it's vitally important. Keep your foot on the gas so that the starting pitching you need to win a playoff game is lined up the way you want it. I don't want Cole Reagans to have to pitch on Sunday. I don't care who's pitching for the Braves. I don't want Cole Reagans to have to pitch on Sunday. I want them to get enough days that Cole Reagans and Waka and Lugo don't have to go against the Braves so that you can use some of those guys in that series. At least only one does, so that you can have the other somewhere in the series.
The question I would be fascinated to get the answer to if they were to clinch, I hear you, like, hey, they don't have to, but how much do they, I don't know if they publicly would say it or not, how much would they rather go to Baltimore? How much would they rather be fine with going to Houston? I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to go to Houston right now.
I would rather go to Baltimore.
So that's what's weird about it. I hear you that, yes, they hopefully have things clinched to where it's not a must win. Have
but do
to
you want
to
win so you can stay in Baltimore?
But it's tough because also, on one hand, would you rather just have Colt Reagans available for game one in Houston, or would you rather not have him available for game one in Baltimore? It's a tough, it's an interesting debate. Like, there's a big chunk of me that would say I'd rather just go to Baltimore, and if I have to start a lesser pitch
Reagans,
against the Houston Astros. Uh-huh. There is not a great team in baseball this year. We've discussed that multiple times. There's not a great American League team, that's for sure. But I still think if you look at what the Astros have done after a horrific start to the season, and still the names, maybe it's like some of the names in that lineup, I'm just saying, like, Baltimore is not playing great baseball. They beat the Yankees last night, I think, and beat them up kind of good.
But they're sub 500 since the All-Star break.
So maybe I'm overvaluing that, and you say, hey, just trust your best pitchers. You'll figure it out. I'm mentioning the Orioles because against Houston, I think you're going to have to score.
Yeah.
Like, against Baltimore, I could see the Royals winning like a 2-1 game. Against Houston, I don't know how many 1-0, 2-1 type of games you're going to get. In terms of like a true pitcher's duel, where with that lineup, Yordan Alvarez and Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve, just to name a couple of the guys there, I don't know if you're not having some games where you need 5-6 runs to win. And that scares the crap out of me.
Look, I understand that. I've told you, you should want to avoid the Astros as much as teams should want to avoid the Chiefs in the playoffs. So, like, I'm not doing this for the, like, good of getting past the team that's always in the ALCS. I'm just worried that the Royals' path of playoff success has to include, it, to get through the wild card round, has to include Reagans and Lugo. And if you have to wait for one of those guys to pitch in game three, will you get to game three for it to matter?
Well, you know how this goes, though. If it's a game two and it's a must win, like, they'll throw them in there in the second inning on the second game if they have to. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we've seen this play out. Like, the way they manage in the regular season goes out the window a lot of times with that. If it's a must win game two, it's a whole Bumgarner thing. I mean, it's so.
I don't remember that, huh?
But you know what I mean? Like, the terms
gross.
Of normally Madison Bumgarner would not have come in the seventh inning or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But it was a World Series, so it's like, screw it, we're doing it. He was also on a historically dominant run at that point in time. We'll see. Someone said that the Yankees are loaded in the batter's box. Yeah, but you don't have to worry about the Yankees till the divisional round. They're going to have
a
bye. The Guardians and the Yankees are going to have a bye.
Yes. They've already both clinched.
So you don't have to deal with that. Worry about that when the time comes in the ALDS.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI.com.